Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream big.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. We're in Shawnee tonight, Shawnee, Kansas, at Shawnee Mission Parkway in Flum, one of my favorite Hy-Vee locations. I know he's walking around here tonight. The brand new manager here is John Lewis, former football player at Oklahoma State University. He used to be a Chiefs, or used to be a Cowboys fan. We've made him a Chiefs fan, at least for tonight. But anyway, I call him JL. He's a great friend and an awesome dude. But we appreciate the spirit here tonight, because the spirit of the kingdom, we start every week right here with this crew. We've got some new folks here tonight. We got representatives from Sporting KC here tonight, which is awesome. So go Sporting. And tonight we have the return of Lucy and Ethel for the first time in many months that are with us tonight. And, of course, our red coders are here and some of our geeks' favorites, Susie Bling Bling, Kevin Froman, and others. So we appreciate you being out here tonight. All right, the score just in, and you can boo with me. Titans 27, Chiefs 3. Boo. Okay, that's where we go with that. Then we mouthwash it, we move on, because we got to get ready for Monday Night Football. Actually, tonight, it is a special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom, because we can call it Hall of Fame Night. Because not only will we hear from Andy Reid, who someday will go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame with his brilliant coaching career, winning a Super Bowl with us and coaching in three Super Bowls, one with the Eagles, and being the fifth. He's closing in on being the fifth winningest coach in the history of the league. He's closing in on Curly Lambeau, and the Packers have their field named after him. So you know what Curly's like. Big Red is closing in on him. And then later tonight, we will have Travis Kelce, a future Pro Football Hall of Famer and the best tight end in National Football League history. Hey, reminder on these Monday Night Kingdom Nights throughout our Metro Kansas City Hy-Vee locations, they have the specials from 4 to 7 every night. But at every Hy-Vee, they've got this QR code that you've seen. In fact, Kels talks about it. You've seen his ads and heard about it. Weird Wolf is one of his favorite things. They're not just big deals. They're super hot deals. All you have to do is scan that QR code, and it will change your life. They are the best history, the best deals in the history of groceriness. Okay? So when you see the code, you want to scan it because it will be awesome, particularly here in JL's store because he brings it like no other. But make sure you scan that code and don't miss out on all the savings. It takes 2 seconds. And again, they're not just any deals. They are super hot deals. All right, that game yesterday, rough, really rough. But we had some guys that showed some courage and some effort. Byron Pringle made 2 big-time plays and got walloped on them. Nick Bolton, so that's for you K-State fans. UK State fans, you get that one from Pringle, who showed some guts in the game. And then you Mizzou fans, Nick Bolton, 15 tackles yesterday for a rookie, including 9 that were unassisted. And that's tackling Derrick Henry all day. Same with Wyan, Juan Thornhill with 9 tackles, 7 of those unassisted. When you get guys putting that kind of effort out, it's time to put the hammer down, baby. Scan the code, take the hammer, find JL. He'll bring the hammer every day here at this Shawnee Hy-Vee. We got a great show for you tonight. As I mentioned, it's a Hall of Fame edition kind of show. We're going to hear from Coach here in just a little bit. But before we do, it's getting ready for Monday Night Football. All right, Monday Night Football. And that means rekindling some of the memories of Monday Night Football at Arrowhead especially. I'll just bring up a couple, and I have a couple others later in the show. But do not forget, Arrowhead became Arrowheadness, GEHA Field now at Arrowhead Stadium, in the 1991 game against Jim Kelly and the Buffalo Bills, 33-6. Jim couldn't hear, tried to go a no-huddle offense, freaked him out, and he and Elway were trying to get the crowd to be silent when the Broncos were here that year. It just didn't work. So that was Monday Night Football and a special night of history there. Also in 1995, against the Chargers in overtime, the Chargers punted, and Tamarik Vanover took the punt back for 86 yards for a walk-off punt return for a touchdown. That was huge. Okay, so here we go. It's a Hall of Fame kind of night. We got beat yesterday, but it's time to rally and get ready to beat the New York football giants, the G-men, as Boomer calls them. It's time for Monday Night Football at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, and we'll relive history. We're going to have Hall of Fame. It's all coming your way here at the Hy-Vee store in Shawnee after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
I formation set, and Tannehill will want to throw the football, being pressured. He throws it, it's intercepted. The Chiefs get their first takeaway of the game as Tannehill trying to throw off his back foot against the pressure, and Willie Gay Jr. gets the interception, the first of his National Football League career.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom show. Tonight we're in Shawnee, actually, at the Hy-Vee Market Grill at Shawnee Mission Parkway and Flum. And a reminder that we'll have Travis Kelce on later in the show. But first, let's check in now with one of the winningest head coaches in National Football League history. Moving up the list, he's closing in on Curly Lambeau, the Kansas City Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid. Coach, thanks for joining us again on our Monday night fireside chat, for lack of a better term. Sometimes these are easy and sometimes they're a challenge. And just your thoughts after that game yesterday and having a day to stew on it.
Yeah, well, I think the obvious is we didn't play well enough, Mitch. And so, we've got to go back to the drawing board. We've got an extra day here, and we need to reevaluate as coaches and make sure that we're giving the players the things that best suits their abilities. And then the players are doing the same thing. You were on the plane, you know, that those guys were in the back watching their iPads, looking at the game and seeing what they could do better. And so if you have that joint, that everybody pulling together like that, you can better ourselves. These are right now, they're pretty obvious situations. If you can get rid of some of the penalties and turnovers, penalties in crucial situations, turnovers are always crucial. Then you can, you can head the ship in the right direction here. But right now we haven't been able to get that done, in particular in the first half. So we need to let's take care of the obvious here first. Let's fix it.
If you'd have told me Thursday night you'd hold Henry 29 carries, 86 yards, and his long run was 11, I'd say, man, we win by two touchdowns. Hey, I know it was a rough day, but to hold that guy to those totals is hard to do because, as we mentioned on pregame, he's the Jim Brown of our time.
Yeah, so listen, they've got a good running back. They've got a good offense. So that quarterback is a good player, too. So, but I was proud of our guys for doing that part. There's good and bad in wins and losses. And so the positive was you saw some young guys flying around making plays. Saw some old guys making plays. Saw some of those defensive linemen up front making plays. So, listen, I was proud of them for that, the run game. But then you got to be able to transition into that other part, other phase. We can do a better job defending the pass and then offensively passing the football. Yeah. So, and once we get that thing together going in the first half and carry it over the second half, like I said, you have a pretty good product. But we've got to get that stuff taken care of and start faster than what we're starting here, both sides of the ball.
9 years ago, I mean, a lot of coaches would talk it, but I saw you do it. You've done it. You are doing it. And it's like I put out this morning, you know, face it, figure it out, and fix it. And the first part is facing it, which I've seen you do so many times. How much of those is a collaborative effort? I mean, people, you have position groups, then you have the offense and defense, but how much is everybody working together and this being a collaborative effort to face it and then to fix it?
Yeah, it's literally everybody. I mean, coaches and players. I mean, you can add the trainers in there and the PRP. You put everybody in the mix there. So, the coaches and players have to be on the same page, and they've got to make sure that they're doing their job. And like I said, coaches give players an opportunity to exploit their talents, and that, you know, the players go out and do it within the kind of guidelines of the offense and defense. And so, that's where we're at right now. And if we do that, then we'll get rid of some of these penalties. You'll get rid of some of these turnovers. And you can say a turnover belongs to one person, but are you putting that guy in the right position to make that play? And are you using his strengths the best way you possibly can? So those are all things that you go back and evaluate.
It's interesting, in some of these giveaways, they're after plus gains. I mean, many of them have been double-digit plus gains. It seems like teams are saying, we're going to get unusually physical after a plus gain, and we're going to punch the ball out or knock the guy into next week. What about kind of recalibrating physically and mentally to get that grit that you're always talking about?
Yeah, you get those guys. There's definitely got to be a want to. I appreciate the effort, but we got to finish. We got to finish things. So in those situations, they've all been a little different. But in those situations, yeah, you've got to protect the football, and that's like rule number one when you're an offense player or a defense player with an interception or a special teams player that touches the ball with a return game. So protect the football. You keep it high and tight, and you roll now. In some cases, we're not doing that.
I'm also fascinated in football now with the passing game being proliferant. However, these wide techniques by defensive outside guys, with call them a wide seven or wide nine, I mean, they're the difficulty for an outside blocker, blocking scheme, to find those guys and block them in space. How difficult is that?
Yeah, you're okay. Depending on, you know, the width is also determined by the quarterback's drop and whatever down and distance it is. So, you should be able to get the ball off and in time to do that. And then you can alter your steps on your drop. There's all kinds of ways from going vertical to horizontal to a point. There are things that you can do that can narrow that distance down if needed. So we've got to do better in that area, you know. But we've also got to coordinate that with the throw game. So they're going to take those wide nines, and we've got to make sure that we're doing the right things with the timing of the routes.
I always look for effort, even when it's 24-0 or 24-3. But when I reviewed the video of this game, Byron Pringle stood out. There was a 23-yarder that he made on an effort play. Saw Tyreek, too, kind of twist his body. But then Pringle comes back on the fourth down and makes a play and gets slobber knocks and hang on to the ball. What about Pringle just giving you some oomph when you needed it in that game? And how much does that help guys prepare for this week?
Yeah, he's been a positive in there. So, and he's played more and had opportunities. And, you know, the quarterback trusts him in those kind of situations and put the ball up to him. And he's a tough kid. Did a nice job with those.
Going to the defensive side, you mentioned some personal effort here. Bolton, 15 tackles, 9 of those were unassisted, and these weren't after 9-yard runs, and he's jumping on the pile. Just about him and his growth, especially in that game against that kind of team where you know it's going to be a rough physical game, and for him not shying away from it but actually jumping right in the middle of it.
Yeah, no, I thought he did a nice job. Both he and Willie had opportunities in this game to play, and I thought both of them played well. Bolton was all over the place making tackles. Willie had the interception and also made some plays in there too. So some of the young guys, I thought, did a nice job, which that's a plus going forward here.
Another one that showed up to me because he had to fill the alley many times was Thornhill. He had 7 tackles, 7 of those, or 9 tackles, I should say, 7 of those unassisted, but many times it was filling the alleys as safety. What about him and maybe just kind of getting there, like moving forward positively?
Yeah, no, he did do a nice job. He's a good tackler normally anyway, so but he came up and I thought did a nice job when he was asked to fill in those spots, and we're asking a guy coming from secondary level down in the linebacker level and making a play. That's what safeties do. So, I mean, he did a nice job.
You didn't put Patrick back into the game, but it was great to see him at the podium after the game. Just what about that decision and then monitoring Patrick as you get ready for the Giants?
Yeah, I just thought it was best at that time. He had passed the protocol. Again, he had been hit a few times, and I thought it was best that he just stand there and watch for a little bit and give Chad a shot in there. And then, you know, Pat's going to – nobody cares more or wants to get it right than he does. And so when he doesn't, he feels all of that. And that's what's going to help him change what's going on right now. So so it builds a confidence in you that – he'll be able to write his part of it, and it'll work out for us.
Been on the primetime stage a lot. That's good when you're one of the elite teams in this league. It's been fun, but with playing on Monday Night Football adjusts the week, and you're so calculated and so organized in how you approach the week. It's been a while since we've been on Monday night, it seems like, but how does that change your week and how the guys approach it by having the extra day coming up for this New York Giant game?
Yeah, so they do. They have an extra day, and it probably comes in a good time for them to rest up and get ready for this upcoming week. Monday night's always exciting, especially in Arrowhead. I mean, it's a great experience. And so we've got to have a good week of practice and get ourselves ready for a good Giant football team. You know, that's what I anticipate happening.
And they'll come in with some confidence because they clocked Carolina yesterday. You faced New York for 14 years in the same division. We've played them a couple times since you've been here. But this New York team seems to have kind of a physical identity, too, or at least they want to have that. Hasn't that been that way down through the years?
Yeah, no, it has. You've watched a lot of those games, and so you know it's they're a good physical football team. They've got a good young quarterback. And they play good, solid defense. So we'll need to have a good week of practice and get ourselves ready to go.
Confidence is a fragile thing, but you talked about starting fast, finishing drives, and getting it rolled again. Just getting the spark back in this team from a mental standpoint, too. How important is that just in the next several days, in the next 48 to 72 hours, to kind of get that Chiefs feeling back?
Yeah, you got to trust each other. That everybody's going to do their job and do it the best of their ability and work together. And I that's where your locker room comes in. A good locker room comes in with that, coaches, and I feel like that's what we have.
Well, we got the right guy working it to face it, figure it out, and fix it. But appreciate you being on with us tonight. We'll get ready for a big Monday night football game against the New York Football Giants.
All right, Mitch. How do those redheads out there, man?
They're out here, Coach. All right. Head coach Andy Reid, stay tuned. We're going to hear from Travis Kelce. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Allen is a tight wing. They're going to bring it on an end around. Tyreek Hill, 35-40. Hill, 45. Outside block and angling in front of his bench. That's the longest play the Chiefs have had in this game, and no penalty. It is an end around to Tyreek Hill. Well designed. And they will say a gain of 18 yards and a good block by Blake Bell on the outside.
Welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. We're at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Shawnee at Shawnee Mission Parkway and Flum. And again, we've got specials out here tonight. Plus, make sure you scan that code, man. You see Kels on the commercial. Scan the code because they're like the greatest specials of all time. They're super hot deals. But with me now is the greatest tight end to ever play in the National Football League. I'll argue with everybody about it. I've got the evidence to prove it, but he's with us tonight on this Monday night, and it's Travis Kelce. Kelce, it is good to have you with us this evening.
Mitch, you're the best, man. And I just want to start off by apologizing to Chiefs Kingdom, man. We got to play better. And we're in the building today right after the game. We're going to figure this thing out. Stick with us. I know it hasn't been pretty, but we're figuring it out. And shout out to Lucy and Ethel. I know you guys are watching.
They're here. Lucy and Ethel, Thelma and Louise, they wanted to drive off the Kitbon Bridge last night. Like, don't go off the bridge. Stay with us here. But honestly, let's just take this from a standpoint of getting it personal. Throughout your career, you have had to deal with ups and downs. I mean, the injuries in 13, you come rolling right back. I've said this before about Coach, 14, 15, 17, 19, here we are again, but the guy troubleshoots it, and you've been a big part of getting it fixed. What about training yourself mentally and physically to be that way? Because it's easy to run off and hide someplace.
It is, and it's easy to point blame. It's easy not to take ownership and get defensive. And, we all have to step it up. We have to look each other in the eye and look ourselves in the mirror and figure out who we want to be and how we want this season to go. Because it's not pretty football, and we can feel it. We can feel it on the sideline. We got to find the energy, the positive energy, the good energy, and playing for each other. It's just right now it hasn't been fun. Especially with the games that we've had recently. We haven't been fixing the little things. And that's where it really gets me is, you know, guys are working their tail off. We just have to go into the game and put it into play, you know, doing what we're doing in practice in the games. And that's the biggest thing that I've learned over the course of my ups and downs in my career is, you know, Coach Reid is going to do an unbelievable job of presenting the challenge, making sure that he takes care of us mentally and physically. But if we're struggling, he's going to make sure that we put in that work. You know, him and Coach Eric Bieniemy, I know Spags on the defensive side, we're workhorses. We like to go in, figure it out, put in the work. We know everybody's a little sore. We're fighting our tail off. It hasn't been going our way, but, it starts every single week with the practice week and how we approach our meetings and mentally how we come into the day. And I think Coach Reid does an unbelievable job with that. And you're always ascending. You're always trying to find ways to get better when that happens. And that's where we are right now.
Kelce, I want to ask you a couple things here that I've noticed. Teams are defensively doing a couple things, but they're forcing you into long drives, right? We've seen these 12, 14, 15-play drives. But it'll be like one play that just gets it off the track, maybe a false start here or a penalty. And then to overcome that, how much have you had to retrain collectively as an offense in yourself to go, hey, this may not be a three-play, 70-yard pass. This may be a grind. And then how much of it moving forward to be successful is making sure that you're on it for all 14 plays of a drive?
Yeah. I mean, it should be clockwork. I'm not going to lie. It should be clockwork. We should be just taking care of business and moving the ball downfield, no matter how many plays, you know, it takes. How many plays per drive, how many times it takes us to you know, come up big on a third down. What that does is it presents that challenge every single week or every single play to, you know, maintain that concentration. And right now we just have to make sure that even though things might not go our way, we can't, you know, let doubt seep in. We can't get frustrated. We can't feel a certain way if it's first and 15, you know, or, you know, you try your best to stay out of those situations. But if it happens, you know, don't feel like all the weight's on our shoulders and now we have to do something spectacular. We have the ability to move the ball on anybody, and we just have to, you know, take care of the football, make sure we don't get those penalties, snap off on at the top of break so that, you know, you get open a little quicker and a little bit more clear for the guy back there, just making it easier on each other. And, it's definitely all correctable in my mind.
The thing I've noticed is teams are getting like unusually physical after gains. For example, I mean, these giveaways are, this is not us, right? 17 giveaways in seven games. You're like, this isn't what we do and how we do it. But a lot of them are after gains, Kels. They're after like a 10-yard or 12-yard or 14-yard gain, and then they come in and try to slobber knock you. What about training yourself or retraining, recalibrating the offense and offensive minds and personally to handle that knowing it's coming? I've got a 15-yard gain, but somebody's coming around here trying to knock the ball out of my face.
I mean, those are all practice habits. That's why you do it in practice, so that when you're in the game, it's instinctual. Making an effort in practice so that you don't have to think about it in the game. You can play free, but you know that the ball is protected. Like I said, guys are concentrating on it. We're getting better at it in practice. You see guys focusing in on it. We just have to do it in the game. It's as simple as that.
Saw some plays, though, yesterday. You had the one at the boundary right in front of me on the 27-yarder that was big. And Pringle stepped up. Like, he's like, okay, I'm going to make a play. What about guys making tough plays when it's the toughest to do it?
Yeah, no, and that's what this team is, you know, that's what we've built here, you know, is that culture that, you know, when the game's on the line, when we need a big play, we can make that play. And, you know, Pringle made a few huge plays for us downfield, as well as, you know, all the other guys. And it's not just one guy. It's kind of sporadically. We just got to put it all together. And just maintain that playmaking ability throughout the course of a game.
And people ask me all the time, how's Patrick handling it? What's he doing? I mean, he took that shot yesterday. It's great. Glad to see him clear protocol. But you working with Patrick and the rest of the offense this week, nobody wants to fix it more than Patrick or coach.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, he was already in here watching the game, getting a head start on the Giants. It's clockwork to him. He's one of the most competitive guys I know. And I know if anybody's going to get it fixed, it's him. So I got all the faith in the world in 1-5. And even when, you know, things weren't going our way, he was still out there battling his tail off, man, trying to find a way every single third down, every single drive to keep prolong the driver, you know, get us in that end zone. And, you know, some things aren't going our way right now with tip balls and, you know, just how the ball keeps coming out. It's just, you know, it's some things you just got to power through and keep fighting and find a way to fix it. And I know 1-5 is always trying to find that. And that's what makes the Chiefs, you know, who we are.
What also makes it who we are is you being a warhorse. 422 snaps this year. You're getting close to 4,000 snaps here in this run that we've had over the last. And you're the one guy that hasn't missed any time. I try to remind everybody this. The only two games you have missed since the beginning of 2014 are the two games you were held out when we didn't play the starters. Now, I want everybody to know that, as amongst all the catches and touchdowns and yards, which you're the best in the league ever to do those things, the fact that you approach this, you live your words, but how do you keep rolling? How do you keep just plowing away when I know it's a demand on you physically?
I mean, I've been fortunate enough that a lot of the stuff that I've been through in terms of injury and discomfort and just how the game of football can, you know, keep you off the field every now and then, you know, it's the game, you know, it's a physical game. Guys are flying around. And, you know, I've just been fortunate that I haven't taken a huge injury to the point where I can't play the game. You know, I'm battling through discomfort. Everybody is that's out there, you know. But I think that, you know, I've been blessed with great teammates that block for me, that make sure that, you know, when the ball's in my hands, they're out trying to get another body so I don't take that extra hit. quarterback's not throwing me into, you know, headaches every single play. You know, you don't get that in throughout the league. You know, sometimes guys just have the fortune of, you know, playing with great teammates, and that's definitely something I have here in Kansas City. Is, you know, I'm fortunate that, you know, I got the coaches, the trainers, and the guys in the building, you know, making it all happen for me. It's definitely a lot of I don't want to say luck, but a lot of fortune that I've been able to play this long and play my tail off for Chiefs Kingdom like this.
Kels, you also have this shoulder roll thing. I said it's like a post in basketball. You never know he's going left shoulder, right shoulder, like you crush people with it. I asked Patrick about it. He goes, that's the way he plays basketball too, man. Some people call you like Luka Doncic. I go, no, he's like the post guy that you can't. Is it just instinctive, or have you worked on that move? Because it's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely been instinctive since I've gotten it. But, I mean, it definitely stems from basketball. I mean, I was a low post player growing up. I was always the tallest on the team. Maybe not the one that could jump the highest, but I was down there, you know, banging, knowing that I could get physical in the post. And that's kind of just been how I've transitioned into the tight end position, is thinking a lot of what I'm doing is like I'm playing low post basketball, because there's going to be times where you got to catch the ball, drop step, and make a powerful move. And I think that kind of mindset when you're in between the hashes, or when you catch the ball downfield, to drop step and dip the shoulder and make sure you take an explosive step out of the transition. A lot of that stuff stems from basketball, and I think it's helped me in my career without a doubt.
It's so fun to watch it. Did you get any and ones when you're in the low post in basketball?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, that was my specialty right there. I got the best pump fake in the world, baby.
Did you make the free throw, though?
Oh, yeah. No. You know it, baby. It's free money.
We're talking with Travis Kelce, the best tight end to ever play in the National Football League. We're going to talk about 87 and running when we come back. Again, we're in the Chiefs Kingdom Show. We're at the Shawnee Hy-Vee Market Grill at Shawnee Mission Parkway in Flum. Back with more from Kelce after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Split out to a flex tight end position on the near side is Kelce. Three wide left, including Hill in the slot. He'll come to Kelce on an out. Peels away from the defender, 50. Cuts it back inside and down to the Titan 39-yard line. Travis Kelce, a patented out, and then he made the DB miss, a gain of 25 yards. Cruikshank eventually got him, but the Chiefs moving down 24.
Mitch Holtis back with you again, the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Shawnee Mission Parkway and Flum. And our special guest tonight, the best tight end to ever play in the National Football League, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. 87 and running, man. It is flourishing. Just give us the lowdown on how it's going and what's next on the agenda.
Man, I'm just so blessed to be able to get the community in Kansas City to buy into what 87 and running means. We've been able to, you know, give kids in Kansas City something that they wouldn't have otherwise, and that's the Ignition Lab, the robotics lab over at Operation Breakthrough. Things that are just, you know, it changes lives. And right now we got the Kelceroni going over at Minsky's Pizza. We got you can go on to 87 and Running's homepage and you know, pledge every single catch that I get. You can donate. We got a bunch of fun ways that you can help raise funds. And, you know, it's a blessing to be here in Kansas City, be a part of Kansas City as a community, and see how much this city really loves each other. Because the amount of support I get through 87 and running is it's humbling there.
You bring joy to a room. You just light up a room, whether it's the tight end room or whenever I see you, man. It's just like, all right, it's good to see you. But how much have you seen that in the kids who have been able, through Operation Breakthrough and your 87 and running efforts, how much joy have you seen it bring to them?
Oh, man. I remember walking into Operation Breakthrough when I was a rookie and reading a Cat in the Hat or a Dr. Seuss book on Dr. Seuss's birthday. It was an event that the Chiefs did with Operation Breakthrough. And seeing those kids in first grade, kindergarten, and now as they're getting older, I've been here 9 years, so them going into high school, finally being a getting to the end of what Operation Breakthrough was for my first 8 years being here. It's now opening doors for high school kids, you know, so the kids that I was reading to back then, I've seen them grow all the way up into being high school kids or being in middle school now. And the smiles, the genuine, you know, appreciation for everything that they're getting over there and all the people that are, you know, making their lives better or you know, giving that much energy to those kids. To see the smiles, to see how appreciative all of them are is just, you know, it's the world. It's whatever, it's everything that really matters in this life. And I just, I can't thank Kansas City enough and Operation Breakthrough enough for, you know, their efforts and making this all come together.
Again, talking with Travis Kelce, best tight end in NFL history, with us tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. You approach 87 and running much like you approach your game. Before the break, we talked about just how durable you've been and how productive you've been over a long period of time. You seem to approach 87 and running the same way. How much is your guys are always thinking, hey, let's do something new. What are we thinking about? Let's just keep going. You mentioned like the robotics lab. But how much is it you're always trying to keep it fresh and pushing forward?
I mean, it's kind of fun. It's fun to try and, you know, present more for these kids. It really is, because you can see how much they appreciate and how much fun they have with it. It started off with the robotics lab when they expanded there into the building across the street. And now that, you know, I realized that it was only until eighth grade. And I always asked them, like, why don't you guys have somewhere for the high school kids to go? Because that's where, you know, when I got to high school, that's where I really grew as a kid. And I really started to grasp or latch on to things and want to be a part of something. And so that's when the Ignition Lab came up. We bought the muffler shop through 87 and Running's Foundation. That was right next door to the building they had just renovated. And from there, it was just trying to find ways to make this everything for the kids. And we made it the Ignition Lab. And the Ignition Lab is somewhere for 14 to 18-year-old kids to go to where they can prolong their education in STEM and then possibly, you know, find their careers and what they want to be in high school. And it has so many different labs in there. It's hard to even remember how much stuff they really have at their disposal. And it's just, it's cool, man. It makes me want to go back, like Billy Madison and get taught everything all over again, man. It's really fun.
And have you had kids come up and go, hey, thank you? I mean, again, you mentioned 9 years.
Oh man, all the time. I got probably 20 to 30 birthday cards of everybody at Operation Breakthrough saying happy birthday and thank you for everything. I mean, it's so humbling, and it's not just me. I hope everybody understands that. I might be the one that's on the face of 87 and Running Foundation, but there's so many people that are making this train run. And I'm just so appreciative that I got a great group of men and women that make all of this happen. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Another beautiful thing, we'll close this way. One of my favorite parts of Super Bowl 54 was you hugging your dad after that game. And we had you mic'd up. But just your upbringing, we know about your relationship with Jason. But how much did that just form your heart to what you are today and helping these kids and being such a warhorse on the field?
Man, what my father did for me as a kid, I mean, I'm so fortunate, so blessed, man. He literally went to the max extent, just to give me anything that I could use or anything I could have fun with. And that means every single sport. I'm talking hockey, baseball, basketball, lacrosse, on and off the field. He always pushed, you know, whatever made me enjoy life. And man, all of that kind of just got bottled up and it turned into an NFL tight end. And everything kind of came full circle in that moment, you know, from the moment he, you know, gave me a baseball bat, or the moment he gave me that Bernie Kosar Halloween costume that I wore every single day of the year because I wanted to be a Cleveland Brown or an NFL football player. And, you know, now I'm actually wearing a real NFL jersey and little kids can, you know, grab mine for Halloween and stuff. You know, all that comes full circle and it's just, you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And what a moment I had for the big guy there. Let him know, you know, everything you gave me finally, you know, the insurance finally came back.
You still have the Kosar jersey somewhere?
I would assume we do not. I'm not going to lie. I mean, that thing, it got its wear and tear for sure.
It's not up in a closet someplace.
You never know. My dad might have it somewhere.
It'll pop up one of these days. Hey, Kels, thanks for being with us tonight. Thanks so much. My mantra this week is face it, figure it out, and fix it. And that's where we're at right now, and I know we share that together, brother.
Well, let's fix it. Chiefs Kingdom, hang in there, baby. We're working.
All right. Travis Kelce, our guest tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom. Back to wrap things up after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Second down and 14 for the Chiefs, with 2:11 to go in the first half, 24-0 Tennessee. Mahomes underneath finds Kelce. And Kelce now flips it out and gives it to McKinnon. And McKinnon's got a first down and out of bounds to stop the clock at the 36-yard line.
Welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. A week from tonight, we'll be cranking it up at GHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium against the New York Football Giants, the G-Men. And it's time to get back on track with the Chiefs Kingdom. Special thanks to Travis Kelce. How awesome is that dude? I said to our live audience here during the break, it's just so easy to take him for granted. He just brings us greatness every day. And like Coach Reed says, when you see greatness every day, you tend to take it for granted, thinking it's commonplace. It is not commonplace with him. By the way, I will tell you, Travis Kelce, his appearance on the Chiefs Kingdom Show is helped made presented by Helzberg Diamonds. Thanks to Helzberg Diamonds, they've served the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years. I didn't even know we were around that long, but I guess we were. So I thought it was our 62nd year, but those other 38 years, maybe we're doing something cool. But also, Helzberg Diamonds has 200 locations nationwide, maybe even Armenia. I don't know for Armenians that are here tonight. Again, great crew here. We got Sporting KC folks here. We got the – yes, we do. We got from Stafford, Kansas. I mean, they're just all over the place. And appreciate our young ones being here tonight. Just a reminder, this QR code, when you go to Hy-Vee, Kels is on the TV commercial. In fact, it's pretty cool. But make sure you see it around the store here in the Shawnee store at Shawnee Mission Parkway in Flum. Make sure, though, you scan the code, because it will change your life. Because they're not only deals, they are super hot deals. Right, and that is huge. All right, make sure you do it. It's some of the best specials in the history of groceriness are when you scan that code with the super hot deals. It only takes a couple seconds, and then you're ready to roll. I mentioned doing something great and taking it for granted. A couple guys, not only Kels, and Patrick Mahomes in 52 games now in his career, he's number one in every passing category of any quarterback in the first 52 games of his career. But one guy that we can take for granted is Tyreek Hill, because I'm not sure it has been documented enough what he's done on a historic scale. For example, yesterday, what he was able to accomplish, he is the fifth wide receiver in NFL history, 102 years in this league, to have at least 50 catches, at least 500 receiving yards, at least 5 touchdowns, and again, we're 7 games into this season, in each of his first 6 years. That has only been done by 4 other wide receivers, and that list includes Larry Fitzgerald, Marvin Harrison, and Randy Moss. I just think we take him for granted, right? It's crazy what he's done. Plus, he's had 63 touchdowns as a wide receiver. That includes some returns, so we got to give him credit for those punt returns early in his career. But since 2016, 63 touchdowns as a wide receiver. In that same time span throughout history, only 2 guys have accomplished it: Randy Moss and Jerry Rice. I mean, we talk about the cheetah, but I'm not sure we talk about him enough. And I'm not sure we talk about him on a historic scale enough. Because, again, like Coach Reed says, when you see it all the time, you start to think it's commonplace. So we have 3 guys on this team that we're watching history every time they go on the field, with Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. So we are blessed in the Chiefs Kingdom with those guys. All right. Now, it's time to get ready for Monday Night Football and the G-Men, the New York Giants. And you're coming up here to do this, because you're going to be my special hammer tosser downer. I need you to come up here, buddy. That's right. All right, here he comes. In our live audience here, not sure what grade he's in, but here's what we're going to do. Don't hit the table. The only guy that did it was Dustin Colquitt. He broke the table and it's like screwed us up for years. Okay, so it's time to beat the New York Giants. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. Great job. Great job. Tell your teacher at school tomorrow you put the hammer down. I saw that. That's awesome. Hey, that was a great job. That was huge. Okay, Monday Night Football, we've had some history and we've had some fun down throughout the years. I mentioned at the beginning of the show the 91 game, which really kind of started the aura of GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium when Jim Kelly couldn't hear himself think, right? Chiefs blow him out 33-6. We talked about the Tamarik Vanover return, which when I'm calling the game, our executive producer that you know is Dan Israel. He's here from time to time. That game is famous because he was trying to get the crowd mixed because the crowd was so loud at that point that he turned me down. So if you hear it throughout history, you'll hear it. Vanover takes the punt at his own of what it'd be 26, 100 minus 86, blah, 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 at the 14 or whatever. And you hear him, he's at the 20s, at the and the crowd just goes crazy. They go, man, it was so loud, it drowned you out. Well, now you kind of know the rest of the story. But Dan Israel is so amazingly good. Like, that's the only time he ever goofed up. But he had these faders, he was going wild. And anyway, that was fun on that night to walk off with an 86-yard punt return to beat the Chargers. Speaking of the Chargers, it looked like they had us beat in 2011. Philip with 1L Rivers. At quarterback, all they have to do is go to a knee and have a quarterback sneak and kick a field goal, and we're going to lose 23-20. He fumbles the center to quarterback exchange on a kneel down, on a quarterback sneak, and the incomparable Andy Studebaker recovers the fumble. It was like a 0.001% chance. After that, we take the game to overtime and Suckup kicks a field goal. Goodbye, Chargers, and we win in overtime on Monday Night Football in 2011. And then, maybe the coup de grace of Monday nightness at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium was in 2014. The big, bad Patriots came into town. And the Royals were getting ready to play the Oakland A's the next night in a wild card game. And they came over to the stadium. Salvi was there. Ned Yost was there. A couple other dudes was there, maybe Guthrie. But anyway, final score, Chiefs 41, the Patriots 14. Tom Brady was benched. I went back and archived this today, and there were people writing stories like, he's done, it's over. Their dynasty's done. Well, I guess not. They missed on that one. But on one glorious night on Monday Night Football, which can be magical, as we know, in that stadium, Tom Brady seriously had his worst night as a professional in the regular season and got benched in the game by Belichick. So that was fun. So here come the New York football Giants. And it's on Monday night, and it's time right now to get the blood pumping. If Kelce didn't do it, if Coach didn't do it, then our crowd here at the Hy-Vee in Shawnee will do it. It is time to get ready for it, because we are getting ready to beat the New York football Giants and turn this ship around. Special thanks to the folks at Hy-Vee. Special thanks to Ryan Westward, our pilot. Special thanks to John Lewis, JL, here in Shawnee. What a fabulous store they have here. And all of you, including people driving from 4 hours away to be here tonight, we appreciate it. Next week, we will be in Olathe, a little further south, at the 119th Street location on Tuesday night. Remember, with Monday Night Football, it's a Tuesday night show next week. Thank you, everybody, for your enthusiasm and your spirit. Thank you for joining us on what has been a Hall of Fame night. Hopefully, you'll never forget, on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.